Ah, yes, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome once again on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, a nice, cool winter's afternoon. Hope you can stay with us for the next couple of hours. We have a huge program on the rush hour. Louis, of course, still on a week's leave as I welcome the panel this afternoon. I'm looking forward to an exciting show. A man who really looks a picture of sartorial splendour. He's had a shave, he's got lovely oil on his skin, he's got a new jacket. When he walked in the door, didn't recognise him. Andrew Newton, Jarman, take a bow, my son.
G'day, Adelaide. G'day, family. Good to be here on a Wednesday. It is a beautiful day today.
It is a sensational day.
You know, there's a new tablet out.
What's the tablet?
That will make sure that you look younger.
What's
and
that?
Live longer.
What's it called?
Well, I can't. Oh, I've got to find out. Marion was telling me on the way out. So I said, just go and get some for us.
Well,
so there's
like
a new tablet out that will make you younger and make you live longer.
Gee, there's a good line there I could use, but
you
I can't.
You know what, George? I don't need any tablets.
That's not what I've heard, Andrew Newton, gentlemen. As I walk from a man who's been on a fitness kick.
Oh,
yes,
no.
He'd been doing this and doing that since the last time we spoke. But when he too walked through the door, the fitness kick... Have a guess. It ain't working. The Italian stallion.
Oh,
here he is. The man at the moment.
Here he
Dom Cassisi, the godfather.
G'day, Dom. How are you, mate? I will just wait for your intro.
That's right.
How are you, Jim?
Yeah, I'm good, mate.
So you're one on one off, are you?
Sorry?
You're one on one off. So you had yesterday
off.
Yeah,
like
you're back on the day.
Just flying tomorrow.
Here it is.
Off. Flying fly out, mate. You know,
is
flying
you
for
are?
One fly out. Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Just pick whatever shift you want to
just quickly, your boys landed safely in China?
Safely in Shanghai.
You're not going?
Not at this stage.
Not at this stage.
Nah.
Oh, you could chart a
flight. Just depends if I get the call. Like I said to you on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be available,
hey,
mate. You know, management need me here at the moment.
Oh,
to help you guys.
Hey,
so I'll get what I need. I'll get my business done here.
Okay.
And then I'll work it out from there.
What about the AFL tribunal? Can you
joke.
Believe?
Yeah,
last
well,
week, Tommy Hawkins, believe it or not, got a game for touching an umpire.
We'll touch on that very shortly, George.
Can you believe
all
it?
All right. Well, I can't believe it. Rory Sloane will be in. Damien Barrett will be live, so he'll give us the update regarding the tribunal and and all the other football matters going around. AFL sledging, a little bit happening over the weekend.
Terrible, that is.
You
absolutely
weren't happy
out
about
of
it,
control.
Were you?
No, not at all. It's disgraceful, really.
Okay.
And I'm going to have my say. I had a blue with you off air about that, so I'm fired up.
Well, let's get going.
Okay, folks, stay with us. We've got a big, big show coming our way, the Rush Hour.
Now, Triple M's Rush Hour, Jars, KG and Dom Cassisi this afternoon.
Tribunal last night cleared both Ed and Charlie Curnow for their touching of an AFL umpire.
Yep.
They both got cleared, $1,000 fine from the tribunal, AFL tribunal.
Yet the week before, Tommy Hawkins, for the same incident, got suspended for a game.
Correct.
Now, how do you work that out?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. But last night, this is what the boys said, Ed and Charlie, post-tribunal.
Tonight, we both understand the tribunal's decision and we respect it and the process involved. And just like to say, we both highly respect the umpires and their position in the game as officiators and their importance to the game at all levels.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
It's just, how can the tribunal, which is Stewie Lowe, Jason Johnson and Wayne Henwood, they're the same guys that made the Hawkins decision.
Correct.
And then it's not like it's gone somewhere else to make the decision. It's the same people that sat there 7 days ago.
Both cleared of intentional contact with the umpire. Don't touch the bloody umpire!
Well, the thing
stay
is...
Stay away!
The point they dismissed it, one issue to find is they couldn't prove the tribunal that it was intentional.
Yeah, could you?
Who gives a stuff? That they've touched an umpire...
Yeah.
Hawkins got rubbed out, they get rubbed out. But the good thing about it now, Jars, is that the AFL have appealed it. And it'll go to the appeals board tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Full marks to the AFL.
Who's on the appeals board?
Oh, it's QCs. A bunch of QCs and judges. Independent.
Independent.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they have got to overturn that
course. Fair income fast.
Well, the whole point of the Hawkins decision was just almost come out clearly stated, basically, don't touch the umpire.
There's your warning, boys.
Yeah.
There's your smoke signal.
But,
stay away from the umpire.
You,
keep your distance from the umpire.
Yeah, which was a great thing to come out and say because, you know, young kids and people in the game, grassroots footy, it's like you can't touch the umpire. Now it's like, well, you can.
Well, you can or you can't because in one case you can't, the other case you can. The other thing I want to add to this, that the umpire, in my view, is getting too close to the players. Oh, they've got to take a step back from the players. I'm not exonerating.
Yeah, so if I want to ask you a question,
yeah,
right. Well, so we're going to have like a 5 meter distance, a 5 meter gap. Well, so Cage, can you just explain to me how I got caught holding the ball?
If I was on Waymouse Street, I could hear you now. But I'm saying they stand within a meter of each other.
You think they're too close?
They're
too
close. Need to get that
did you ever get close when you're
umpiring? Yeah, I did. Yeah, the day the curls knocked me out. But that's a different issue. That's back in the bow and arrow days. But the thing is, you can't exonerate the players. You can't exonerate the tribunal. It's an absolute blight on our game of footy.
Has the AFL undermined the match review officer and the tribunal?
Well, they had
with
to.
This decision?
Well, they had to. Mm. Like the public aren't stupid.
No, they're not.
And Geelong would be up in arms over this.
Carlton would have been licking their lips last
night. Of course they
night.
Would have. And it's not an even playing field. It's dopey.
It's just, the AFL is just, since Gill's got in, I mean, it's been a bit of a slippery slide, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and you would have thought that after the Hawkins decision, they would...
automatic.
Well, they would have sat down afterwards and reviewed the decisions. They would have gone, all right, righto, we've made a bit of a stand here now.
Yeah.
Anything that comes across similar. Mm. But they obviously just make the decision, go home, rock up the next week, and who knows?
It just doesn't make sense, does it?
Well,
it doesn't make sense.
As I said, it's a blight on our game of footy.
Gill would be ropeable because obviously he drives a lot of this stuff, and Steve Hocking, they drive this stuff.
Well, I reckon Steve Hocking's the one that's ropeable because he's the one that's...
would have said, yep, we're going to appeal.
And I like the way that he's going about it, Steve Hocking. I think he's
so
got
why 3 p.m.? Why 3 p.m. tomorrow? Well, why not now?
Well, that's probably because the people
these boys have got to train. You got selection. Carlton have got to get ready for a game of football.
Well, you've got to round up the six guys seven guys on the appeal.
You can get on phones and...
Exactly.
Hey?
It puts an enormous pressure on the Carlton Football Club and the players.
Well, we'll ask Damien Barrett very shortly and we'll get his take on this decision by the AFL. So, these
great
boys
hook.
Will be very nervous.
Good hook. Nice hook. Nice.
Thanks.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars and Louis. Louis's not here this week, so we've got Dom Cassisi and Ken Cunningham. Two people filling in for Louis.
And Sean, you still got that sexy voice I was saying?
Absolutely. Just for you. Just for you.
Oh, thanks very much. now, Dom, on Monday, our good friend Andrew Newton Jarman.
Way out of line.
Had a real crack at you.
Yeah.
Referring to your waistline, which I must confess has grown a bit.
It's size 32.
Well, not a bit. It's grown quite a bit since your playing days.
You put on, mate.
And yeah. Now, what are you doing about it?
What
well, look, you know, geez, when I left here Monday night.
Were you shattered?
I was a bit flat, to be honest.
I hadn't seen you for a long time.
Exactly.
We speak a fair bit on the phone, and I hadn't seen you. And then when you walked in, I was a little bit going, oh,
yeah.
Geez, Dommy's obviously got fluid retention issues.
That's not what you told me. You said he's fat.
Yeah. So, been dealing with it the last few days, to be honest.
Left here
Monday.
Workplace bully.
I was driving back home down towards the West Coast, towards Somerton Park, and thought, I'll just go park up at West Beach and just overlook the water and have a good think about things. And, mate, the car's still there.
Well, how come?
Well, I thought, I'm gonna start doing something. I walked home from there.
That's about 20 metres.
Ran to work this morning.
You did run to work.
To Norwood.
You do look a lot better than
then
you
walked out. Look at me, mate.
You do a lot better.
Oh, you're seeing
But you
things.
Said you put on 7 kilos since
just
your last game.
Living off green tea. That's it.
He walked in with the biggest slice of cake.
He did. How pretty is it, Canetto?
So the best thing I've ever done is come in here on Monday to get a bit of honest feedback.
And now you're thinking about playing footy.
Now, mate, I want to come make
What
a
did
come
your
out.
Wife say when you get home a Monday night after the tirade?
She thought you boys were a bit harsh.
Oh, she did not.
She backed me in.
No, she didn't.
Well, actually,
she agreed with me.
Well, actually, she rang me.
Well, she was just upset because I got home late. Because I said, well, the car's at West Beach. I bloody walked
She
home.
Wanted me to thank you, Jars, for raising
lovely.
The issue because she's obviously been on his back to lose some weight because, as you can see, his waistline.
Yeah, that feels
so just wanted to thank you, Jars, for raising the issue.
So, it's been a bit of soul searching well the last 48
well
hours.
Well done. So, obviously, a couple of days in the car hasn't hurt you.
No, that's right.
Yeah. Did you get up this morning and go for a run?
Went for a run this morning.
Well
last
done.
Night, we ordered soup. Right, from Glenelg, and I walked, and I'm not lying. Yeah. I walked from our house to Jetty
soup.
Road to get it, and walked back.
How many k's?
1.2. be a couple of k each way, but it's the intent of the walk, mate. It was fast. It was brisk walk. Blisters today.
Oh, unbelievable.
So there
Come
you go.
On. Come on, Dom.
Damien Barrett, footy's number one newsbreaker coming up in the next 15 minutes. You are listening to Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars, KG and Dom Cassisi. from Kasisi.
Northeast Mitsubishi end of financial year sale ends June 30. Northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
Footy news first.
Get your facts right.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents.
Well, you're sitting in a chair.
The best newsbreaker in the business.
They covered it up.
Damien Barrett.
Oh, let's say hello to Damien Barrett. We've got KG and Dom Kasisi in the building there, Damo. Say hello.
Yeah, hello, boys, and good to see you're still standing out, Just.
Good on you, Damo. Hey, let's get into it, mate. There's plenty to talk about. Now, the match review panel and the AFL tribunal are an absolute bloody shambles over the Curnow brothers not being suspended last night for touching an umpire, Damo.
Yeah, look, the shambles word you use there, Jazz, is the apt word. It's very ordinary, very mixed messaging and just confusing all around. And there's so many ways to look at this situation. Now, I'll go back to what Tom Hawkins said post his tribunal hearing last week when he accepted on behalf of the game that the greater good being required to be served upon him, and that being a one-week suspension for what he did to an umpire in that previous weekend's game. And yet he's left holding the baby, so to speak, last night for the greater good of the game when the tribunal, the same tribunal, different members of the panel, but same tribunal, decided to clear those two players. I admire the AFL for doing what it did today to appeal it, but ultimately, as it stands right now, it's okay to touch an umpire under certain circumstances. And I just take the view, guys, and Dom, you're the most recently retired elite person in this conversation in terms of why would the AFL, when it's got, in my eyes anyway, it's got a situation where it can be very black and white on something that it does hold sacred, that being the authority of an umpire, in a world where most other decisions that the umpires themselves make is a world of grey?
Yeah, I don't know. Like you mentioned before, when Hawkins' ruling came out and said, you know, gone for a week, don't touch an umpire, that should have been done and dusted. The interesting thing that you mentioned, though, is that it was different members of the tribunal that saw the Curnow case as opposed to Hawkins. Now, you would have thought they all would have got together after the Hawkins one and said, righto, as a group, now we've made a stand. If we see this again, we've all got to apply the same sort of thing.
It's a one-week ban.
Yeah. But exactly.
Is there unrest within the members of the tribunal?
Well, it may well be. I mean, the guys last night were on the tribunal panel were Wayne Henwood, Jason Johnson, and Stuart Lowe. I mean, well known to the footy world, and I'm staggered to think that three of them, the three names there, could come to the conclusions last night. Look, if you want to, I still think it's black and white umpires, but I'm sympathetic to Charlie Curnow's situation. I'm not sympathetic to Ed Curnow's situation, and I'm even less sympathetic to Stephen May's situation. Mm. I know that in his eyes and in some people's view on it, he was reenacting a marking contest in which
he should have had a week for that, Damo. He should have had a week for that.
I agree. But so I don't think any grey in what those guys did, and yet the AFL allowed them the grey to get a fine only. So, really keen for the appeals tribunal to fix up the mess of the tribunal itself.
Exactly. Damien, what about the Bombers? Mark Neill sacked. How much pressure is Worsfold under? And should Jake Stringer be dropped?
Yeah, that's the next question, KG, isn't it? Clearly, it's a message to John Worsfold that if we're prepared to move on your key assistant coach, you too need to sharpen up. And he's well aware of that. He's got quite testy today at a press conference in Melbourne today, and he hasn't been that way in his time at Essendon. I know there's been times in the past where he has been and can be that way, but he hasn't been as a rule down here, but he was today. So clearly the events of the week. And look, the mixed messaging by way of selling this to the public and their own members about Mark Neill choosing to stand aside. Well, you don't get to round eight of a season as a senior assistant coach and walk away. No. It just doesn't happen. So he was moved on. Let's be brave enough to admit that, and let's tell the public that's what happened. And let's also say that this is the first of many changes that are going to be happening in that assistant coaching structure. No coincidence that the guy ultimately now in charge of that footy department, Dan Richardson, did the same things at the end of 2016 with Damien Hardwick's coaching structure at Richmond. And so he saw the benefit of moving on assistant coaches, and I've got no doubt that that's the start of what he will do at the end of this season when it comes to the people around John Worsfold. But in saying that, between round eight as it is now and round 23, John Worsfold is going to have to show, as Damien Hardwick had to show at the end of that 2016 year, reason for his current club, and that being Worsfold's case, Essendon, to go on with him too. He's got basically, what is it now, doing the maths on that, 15 games remaining to
get it right.
Show him that.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Okay.
Now, Damo, lastly, mate, just before we have to go, Alistair Clarkson's obviously ruffling some feathers over there in Victoria. What's going on? What's he up to?
Oh, no, he's just got the greater good of the game at heart. I like how he raised poor old Joel Selwood's, you know, matters being tackled high as being a concussion issue for poor old Joel a couple of weeks ago when they had that close game against the Cats. And this week, it was just the greater good of the game. The Swans are clearly lording the system with Grundy and Rampy the way they're teaming up on forwards. But now, look, let's call it what it is. Let's see through it and let's see that clearly he just feels that the Swans are being umpired differently to the way he's training his players to play as well in that back line, because there was many infringements when it came to blocking of forwards by Hawthorn backmen and Hawthorn players, as there were by Rampy and Grundy and other Swans players on the most recent match. I don't mind the topic being one that he's prepared to be the spokesperson of on behalf of the league, but let's also factor in that he's doing it on the back of being wronged in his eyes in the game in question, which I don't think he was wrong. No. I think they were equally split by way of decisions made and not made by umpires in that game when it came to the blocking of the key forwards.
Exactly.
Good on you, Damo. Take care, mate, and we'll speak next week.
Thanks, Josh. KG.
Damien. And Dom.
Cheers.
Damien, he's the best.
Damien Barrett, of course, footy's number one newsbreaker. Thanks to Northeast Mitsubishi, their EOFY, end of financial year sale, ends June 30. Check out the website, northeastmitsubishi.com.au.
A grand in the hand, up for grabs. Quiz it up, quiz it up. The Rush Hour's quiz with no name, thanks to Automasters. Stuck in traffic? Check the service sticker on your windscreen. If it's overdue, call 1300-AUTOMASTERS.
Yes, let's try and give away $1,000 thanks to our very good friends, AUTOMASTERS. Carl, a very good fan of ours and been a great supporter. So, boys, let's just say hello to Aaron from Mitcham. He's joining us to play the quiz with no name. G'day, Aaron.
How are you, boys?
Yeah, good, Aaron. Now, here's a chance for you to win $1,000, old son. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's roll.
All right, mate. Okay. We've got 60 seconds. You've got 10 questions. 60 seconds. You've got one AUTOMASTERS, mate. Don't stuff it up, Aaron. I'm not giving you two or three. You got one. And if you don't know the answer, buddy, just say pass and we move on and we'll try and get through the 10
nervous.
Questions. I'm not making him nervous. It's a strategy.
Good luck, Aaron. Right. Here we go, son. Question one. Where are Port playing their AFL game this weekend?
Shanghai.
Which Crows forward is going to miss 8 weeks with an ankle injury, Aaron?
Pass.
Which Sydney player was nominated at this week's Rising Star?
AUTOMASTERS.
Oh, he's gone early. Bill Laurie is over 80. How old is he, Aaron?
84.
Which AFL team is high on the ladder, GWS or North Melbourne?
GWS.
What gender is Sam Jacobs' first baby daughter?
A girl.
Name Carlton's Curnow brothers' first names. Name Carlton's Curnow brothers' first names.
Pass.
Which state cricket side dropped their team's nickname today? KG mentioned it.
Was it
SA? True or false? Nissan have pulled out of the supercars competition immediately.
False.
And has Tim Cahill made the extended Socceroos 20-man World Cup squad?
26.
Sorry?
Has Tim Cahill made the extended Socceroos 26-man World Cup squad? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. You snuck in, mate. Aaron, you just snuck in.
Didn't sneak in.
All right, Shawnee, let's see what...
Analysing now.
Come on.
I don't know if we give him the last one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Whoa, what's he won, Jars?
$60.
$60.
$60, Aaron. You went early with the AUTOMASTERS. Now, question two, you said pass. Which Crows forward is going to... Well, that's Mitchie McGovern, mate.
Okay.
Massive bloke.
I knew it. I just had a blonde moment.
Ben Ronk was the Sydney player nominated this week. Kicked 7 goals last week against Hawthorn. Bill Laurie's 81.
Oh, true.
Ed and Charlie Curnow, that's the Charlton brothers, the love touching umpires. Victoria, no longer the Bush Rangers.
There you go.
KG wants the Redbacks to get rid of their nickname. And number 10, yes, Timmy Carl. How's you got that? Okay, well done.
So $60, well done, Aaron.
$60.
Thanks a lot, boys.
Good on you, Aaron, well done. Oh, that's easy.
Hey, Shawnee, feels weird playing the quiz with no name. between 3 and 3.30.
Yeah, brand new time slot, so yeah, we're going to be doing it this time.
It's a bit different for me. I'm just trying to get my head around things.
I know, you should be at your peak, though. Normally you sort of hit that fatigue about 4 o'clock, don't
I'm
you?
I'm at my peak all the time.
That's not what I've been hearing.
Hey, if you're stuck in traffic, check the service sticker on your windscreen. If it's overdue, call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. Triple M's Rush Hour. Jars and Louis. Louis away for the week. We've got Dom Cassisi and KG on Triple M.
Good on you, Shawnee. Now, boys, something that's just probably just slipped under the radar the last couple of days regarding the Carlton-Essendon game, the Jed Lamb and Mark Bagley sledge during the during the three-quarter time. Now, I don't know if you've read through it and heard what's happened, but young Bagley obviously sledged Jed Lamb about his father, who was obviously killed when he was a six-year-old. And Bagley has come out in response to that claim by Jed Lamb that he didn't know and was unaware that his father had passed away.
Well,
and it flared up at three-quarter time.
Yeah, and Bolton...
And that's where, the Carlton coach, Brendan Bolton, had come out and had... does he get a sanction? Brendan Bolton for coming out slagging off at...
Well, Chad Corns was fined, why wasn't Brett Bolton fined?
Yeah, well, that's another issue. But Bagley's responded, and this is young Bagley from... Mark Bagley's from Essendon, said, look, mate, I was unaware. I didn't know his father had passed away. The thing is, Jed Lamb has been making offensive remarks about his physical appearance.
He shouldn't do that.
This is Jed Lamb a period of time.
Well,
so who's in the wrong?
Well, that's a no-no.
What's a no-no?
Well... what Jed Lamb did is a no-no. But allegedly, if Bagley has replied by sledging his father, allegedly, then that is an absolute disgrace.
By Mark Bagley.
But
he wasn't aware. He was unaware. What's happened? No one. I didn't know his father had passed
away.
Neither
did I. That's exactly why you shouldn't sledge mother, father, sister, or auntie. If you want to sledge the player back who sledged you, fine. But don't pick a member of the family because...
It's all right for Jed Lamb to make offensive remarks to Mark Bagley about his physical appearance. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay. But what I'm saying is Bagley should have sledged, if he wanted to sledge him, sledge Jed Lamb back to himself. Not sledge, allegedly, one of the... member of his family. That has nothing to do with his family. Mm. That is an absolute no-no. If someone did that to me, I'd walk up to the plane, I'd snot him. If someone said
Mark Bagley wasn't aware about what happened to his father.
That's more the reason that the buffhead shouldn't have said, allegedly, if he did what he said. It's a no-no.
Keep family out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
For me to physically not only have a crack at you, but verbally talk about your physical appearance.
Well,
that's okay. So I'm.
But mate, when it's coming from you, it doesn't hold much weight. Let's be honest. Right, so that's what it comes down to.
Hang on.
But
Mark Bagley didn't appreciate what Jed Lamb said about his physical appearances.
And
he's been doing it for a while, Jed Lamb.
Well, then take the fight to Mark Bagley. Don't take the fight to Bagley's or Lamb's family.
I don't blame Mark Bagley at all in this situation.
Keep the
I don't. I don't.
So if you sledged me and I sledged Marion, your lovely wife, what would you do?
Oh, it depends on what you're saying about Marion.
What would you do?
Well, what would you say? Say to me. What would you say?
Sledging is sledging.
What would you say about Marion?
I can't say that. All I'm saying, if I sledged your lovely wife, man, which I would never do, by the way.
No.
But if I did to you, what would you do to me? Knowing how much you love your wife.
Oh, well, but depends on what you said. Depends on what you said. Because I would have sledged you straight back.
So you wouldn't have done any more?
Oh, no, I would have sledged you straight back family members.
I've been seeing some shocking stuff out there, like when Will Minson said to Kane Corns about...
That was a disgrace.
And then Will Minson, what he said to Daniel Pearce at that time. There's some shocking stuff. Yeah. And actually, it affects Minson afterwards because he looks like an absolute idiot.
Yeah.
And also it affects the people there. So you can sort of just... There's a fine line there. Some of the best sledges I've heard haven't been... anything to do with someone's family, and it's actually pretty
funny. Well, both boys did shake hands after the game, and they both have moved on. Yep. But Mark Bagley copped a fair bit of criticism for that, not knowing that young Jed lost his father when he was a six-year-old.
No one's a winner out of that, no one, unfortunately.
Ah, yes. Welcome back to the second hour in this beautiful city of ours of the rush hour. Lovely day, a bit of cloud, a bit of blue sky. We're with you for the next hour. Rory Stone, our special guest. What a life this is, Dom.
It is a beautiful day.
I said Dom.
It's all about Dom. No, you go. It's all about him.
It's about us.
Changed. Now I know what your former teammates mean when I talk to them.
It's about us. No, don't go there, sister. Don't you dare go there.
That's
sister.
Right. We'll see how we go.
Hey, Dom and KG. Oh, we've got Rory Sloane obviously coming up.
We have Rory Sloane coming up. Yep.
And Port Adelaide arrived in Shanghai.
Right.
And the oval, the surface looks magnificent.
Oh, really?
And it sold out. The game sold out. Ollie Wines, this is what he said about acclimatising in China.
It's exciting. We've done a bit of a stretch, had lunch. We've got a few things to do this afternoon. And I think just being here early is good to acclimatise to the surroundings and have the obviously opportunity to train in the conditions.
So they're currently training in China, so their first training session's there, is it?
How good is that? You know, if someone had said to me, Dom and Andrew, 10, 15 years ago, that Port Adelaide or the Crows would play a game for competition points in China, I would have said, you're an idiot. Yeah, there's no hope of that.
Mate, it's a credit to your footy club.
It is. I think it's
trying
fantastic.
Trying to find some new money.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, who knows where it's going to end up, but
where do you think it'll
go.
End up? Where do you think? Because you're committed, aren't you? Port Adelaide's committed to China.
It sounds
now.
Like committed. It looks like, well, from what you hear commercially, it's going to be very strong for the club. And they've got some grand plans on the back of it. But I also see the amount of hard work that all the staff put in as well. Mm. Like everyone says that they've been working overtime to try and get it done.
Yeah, but hang on, boys. This is not just about money. This is taking your code, my code, to the other part of the world. That's more important than money.
You reckon we'll see... What year will we see the first Chinese footballer playing AFL football?
Well, this is the tip of the iceberg.
I reckon I'll be underground by then.
Well,
you
I'm
might serious.
Be, but I will.
I'm serious.
Well, wasn't there a Crows player that was
where?
Chinese?
At the Crows?
Yeah.
When?
Years ago. Played at Glenelg.
Sujay Cook.
Good point.
I don't think he was he?
I have to look into that.
Well, anyway.
But anyway, it's more than money. It's about tugging our code to the rest of the world. I think it's fantastic.
Righto.
Now, you ready for Rory?
Yes, let's talk to the great man.
We got to get him back playing.
Okay. Let's see what we got, eh? You all right, Shawnee?
I'm great. Thanks to Jarvis Toyota.
More.
Now, Rory Sloane coming up next.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour, Jars, KG and Dom. Triple M's Rush Hour, Jars and Louie. No Louie this week. We've got Dom Cassisi, we've got KG, and we have Andrew Jarman.
3-year unlimited K warranty. No, not Rory. The used cars at Jarvis Toyota. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
Here comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane dog. Rory!
Yes.
Hang on.
G'day, champ.
Rory, could you believe what he was doing while that song, bit of
but we
song
do that.
Was on?
Absolutely. It happens every week. And
it does it?
Yeah.
Playing so the guitar little, and crashing.
Crashing the guitar.
Yeah, we do that, don't we, buddy?
Song going around, isn't it?
Got a nice hug from him outside. KG, Rory Sloane, and Dom Cassisi, Rory Sloane.
I've had
Sloane.
The pleasure of meeting Rory.
All met a few times, mate.
Yes, we have. Just good to see
very
you.
Very good people.
Up with speed, yeah.
Hey, how are you, champ? How are things tracking? Obviously, the showdown was a great game of football. So how did you see it? Obviously, you're in the coach's box. How did you rate that performance by your boys?
Yeah, so first half was exactly the way we wanted to play. It was just a really tight contest in terms of the actual numbers. We got away pretty well.
Yeah.
20-point lead at halftime, which is what you want in a showdown. You want to keep building. And then, that third quarter was...
What happened, Rory, in that third quarter?
Yeah, so the first half of the third quarter was...
Terrible.
Was okay. No, the first half was okay. And then the second half of that third quarter... really got away from us. And we just lost a bit of field position, which came off the back of some contest stuff too, which Port were really good in, I thought, all night from watching it. They had some big boys around the ball, which was clearly their thought process going in. And look, they played really solid footy and we just couldn't stop the score. Unfortunately, we let them kick 7 goals in that third quarter.
Seven
and we could have reduced that to maybe 4 or 5. Might have been a different story. But again... Last quarter, boys responded, and it was just a good arm wrestle.
Cool.
I mean, that finish was, as you said before, mate, it was a great game of footy to watch, but we couldn't have asked much more from our guys right towards the very end. I mean, guys put their body on the line.
Correct.
And, it just didn't quite fall our way, which sometimes, I know Pikey said this, it's sometimes just football.
Exactly right.
Sloaney, obviously 14 injuries at the moment, and then you lose McGovern. So you guys can't take a trick at the moment. But it's actually been, the club must be really impressed with the guys that have come up and filled the role. But can it keep happening? You know, with McGovern out now, like, is it, your depth being tested more than anyone else in the competition. You guys are still confident, you've got players to step up, keep covering?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a stack of guys coming back this week as well. Kyle Hardigan's fit to train and ready to go. I think we've got about four or five other guys. Alex Keith's coming back in. Sample level, Sammy Gibson. So a lot of these guys who are out injured are all coming back. And I found it a little bit lonely today doing rehab just with Brody Smith. I mean, he's in there for a little bit longer. So yeah.
Will he play this year, Rory?
That's a great sign. Absolutely, he will.
He will.
He's tracking really well.
Jeez. That's good news.
Yeah, great news.
Well, that's positive news.
I'm not the specialist, but, no, I'm just looking at the way he's training. He looks pretty good. So, absolutely. We've got a couple of injuries. But the most impressive thing for me, and that's the bit that I take joy out of as well, is watching all these young guys come in and play really solid footy, especially these guys that I've had a lot to do with over the last couple of years.
What's rehab like?
What's rehab?
What are you doing there? What do you do?
Worst place on earth. Not worse, I shouldn't say.
So what do you focus
not
on?
Enjoyable.
What are you? Is it just all your core strength stuff, or what is it?
Oh, everything. So you can always do something. So at the moment, I'm doing pretty much everything. Still having little jogs around on the bike a lot. Yep. I actually enjoy the bike.
Yeah,
it's kind of strange.
Do you get in the pool?
I get in the
pool. How is our swimming pool down there?
It's okay. I swam at Marion Swimming Centre yesterday, which was quite nice. about 2.5K there yesterday, which was beautiful. It was great change of scenery. Hey. Yeah, the black line up and down. But it's funny, every time I'm on the bike, I still can hear Charlie Walsh's voice in my head. For those out there who don't remember Charlie Walsh, he was our cycling coach back in probably
under
the first couple of years.
And
some of the hardest sessions I've ever done on a bush bike.
He's a sensational bloke, isn't he, Charlie Walsh? He's just a beautiful bloke.
What do you do when you're in rehab, Jazz?
I beg your pardon?
What did you do when you were
in rehab, Dom?
Never injured?
Nah.
Ever? Yeah, right.
Durable, mate.
Yeah,
durable.
Well, you never got out of second gear, so probably why.
Roy, can I?
Hang on,
Never got a hard ball. That's what they say.
Oh, don't go there.
Never got a hard ball.
Don't go there.
Pain of the fence. Oh, you got actually, the biggest layoff you had was when you had RSI from brushing the fence.
Stick around, Sloan Dog.
Yeah, Rory Sloan, our special guest on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Flogs.
Now, Roy, can I play?
Exactly. I love that little cheap punch. Don't take that, Charles.
No, it's okay.
Just wait till the end, Roy. We're not finished yet, old son. Can I play the devil's advocate? Like Sam Gibson played, I think, over 100 consecutive games for North Melbourne, comes to Adelaide, obviously a very good player, plays one pre-season game, and we haven't seen him since. That would suggest to a lot of people that something is not quite right or wasn't quite right with our pre-season there. Is that how you see it, or am I over the top?
Nah, completely over the top. I think he's back this week, which, again, I tend to focus on the positives. And, he had a great run.
At North Melbourne.
Absolutely. Had an unbelievable run. And he had a great run with us all pre-season as well. So he was flying all pre-season, just like many guys were. So, look, and that's the thing. We've had an unbelievable run the last few years.
Yep, last year in particular. Injuries.
We have had a fair few more than the last few years this year. But does that come down to changes in program, or is that just...
bad luck.
Is that just bad luck? Is that just your time? I know clubs go through it all the time. And the best thing for me, again, I said I focus on the positives, but it just has allowed so many others to stand up and play roles for us.
Sloaney, obviously a bit of talk the last 24 hours about the Kernos, you know, and the rule. Obviously, as a player, you just focused on week to week, trying to get yourself up and whatever. But being an experienced player and well-respected in the game, what do you think when you see decisions like that? At that tribunal level, when you see one instance a few weeks ago get banned for a week, the same thing almost arises and they get nothing.
Yeah.
Or you don't really care.
No, it's interesting at the moment. You just, I've sort of just tuned out from a bit of, from watching a lot of other footy shows and media stuff. But I mean, that situation is we are discouraging guys from obviously touching umpires, which is understandable too. So, I think the thought process behind it all is there. So we'll just, again, it's going, AFL is challenging it, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are.
So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Just don't touch the umpire. No, yeah. Get some distance between you and the umpire. That's all you have to do.
There's no grey area. It's just black and white. Slaney, when will you return? Not hope, but when will you return?
Yeah, it's hard to put
a time on it.
Oh, well, just hard to put a round on it. Obviously, I'll miss this week, and then I'll be running by this weekend. So I'll be back up and running pretty full steam this weekend, and then build up from there, whether that be come back the week after this or the following couple of weeks, I'll be looking to eye off.
So you've been conservative with it, managing it and doing all those sort of things?
Yeah, absolutely. Feet are, I mean, you put so much body weight through them and so much force through them all the time. So it's just one thing. I want to make sure I'm 100% right coming back in. And that's basically where it was at before I just retweaked it a little bit, which just set me back basically a week and a half, a week or two. So just strengthen it right back up and really... I'm taking all the advice that I get on it pretty seriously.
So there's been no concern. There's no concern in your mind that you
the
might not
over.
Come back or the season's over. No specialists have said, oh, mate, we're just going to have to wait and see until you're running top speed. You're pretty confident you're going to be back soon enough.
Yeah, so I choose to listen to the voices, I suppose, that matter, which are the specialists, the doctors.
Absolutely, and they're all pretty positive.
I've really done quite a minor strain.
Okay, beautiful.
So I'll be, it's funny what gets written out there, that's all I'll say.
Another addition to the Adelaide Crows Football Club, Big Sammy Jacobs, the birth of his beautiful daughter, Imogen Rose Jacobs.
Yep.
Mate, we're just, and there's more babies on their way.
Plenty more on
isn't
the way.
Cut
what
another
are you saying?
Wow.
Like,
another, that's brilliant. We're breeding.
Another three before the end of the season, I think.
Oh, so you?
Myself, Josh Jenkins.
Yep.
Andy Otten.
Wow.
All due around the same time, weren't they all due?
there's one every month until October.
Production line.
How's that?
Leading into the grand final.
Yeah. That's great.
What are you hoping for, Rory?
No, so we had our 19-week scan or 20-week scan yesterday.
Yeah.
One of the coolest moments of my life. Didn't find out.
Brilliant.
I just always
don't
imagined.
Find out.
No, I've always imagined finding out on the actual day.
When
so,
you're there.
Can't wait. I thought at the start, I was thinking it's going to be a girl, but I don't know. After seeing yesterday, I think maybe a boy now.
A boy.
So, son.
I'm not sure. Obviously not fussed at all. But yeah.
Brilliant.
Father, son, father, daughter now. It doesn't matter.
Who was your first Dom? Was a girl?
Three girls, mate.
Yeah, three girls.
Three girls. Two fit, they reckon.
Yeah.
And that's true. That's what they're saying.
Oh, I don't know. I'll take it.
Good luck to the boys Friday night. Very important game to obviously respond and bounce back against the Western Bulldogs. We need to treat them with respect. And hopefully we'll see you next week playing.
Every home game is a must now, Rory. Every home game is a must win.
What do you mean every home game?
Every
what do you mean just a home game?
Home games are special.
Honestly.
It's our fortress,
well,
if you like.
Well, it is a fortress. A castle.
Well, I call it a fortress.
King Sloan Dog.
Nah, some of the best wins are the away wins
as
well.
I agree.
I don't want to lose at home, though, do you?
I expect us to win there as well.
Take care, mate. See you next week.
Good luck, mate.
Cheers.
Signing on the Rush Hour, Rory Sloan for Jarvis Toyota. The Rush Hour, Triple M's Rush Hour, KG, Dom Cassisi and Andrew Jarman. Triple M's Rush Hour, Jars and Louis. Louis away for the week. We've got Dom Cassisi and KG in this afternoon.
Triple M, get your facts right.
Here's a jar of facts.
Oh! Andrew Jarman's Jar of Facts.
Open the jar of facts.
Oh,
pour it out.
As plagiarised from, yet somehow endorsed by, rock and roll legend Alice Cooper.
That's what I do. I open it up for people like you. I want you to have that.
Hold on to your knickers. It's time for Andrew Jarman's Jar of Facts.
G'day, boys. I just thought I'd share some facts with you and the family out there that listen to this magnificent show. And I just thought, teach and educate some people. Because love learning about life and I love getting some good facts.
Well, you're going to be tough learning.
What do you got for us?
Well, I'll give you this one. Russia has a larger surface area than Pluto. Did you know that?
No, ridiculous. But
these are the facts. There are more stars in space than there are grains of sand on every beach in the world.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Oh, hang on, Don.
Oh,
that's the cricket. See, gotcha. It says it's silly.
Oh.
Absolutely.
The 10% of the 10% of all photos ever taken were taken in the last 12 months. Did you know that? That's a good stat, that one. I like that fact. Wow.
Well, the crickets are still going off.
Now, Dom, this is for you and your little kiddies, your little babies. How old are they now?
Six, four, and nearly three.
Nowhere in Humpty Dumpty nursery rhyme does it say that Humpty Dumpty is an egg. Did you know that?
No, it's true.
Ah, you didn't know that, though.
I didn't know.
You didn't know that, and you didn't know it.
I had no idea. Well, well,
there
I knew
you go. There you go.
The
that's
wall.
A good fact. Why don't you acknowledge that? Yeah, but
what do you want? Cheers or something?
Snails have 14,000 teeth.
Wow.
Snails.
No, I got no
have
teeth.
14,000 teeth.
Dom?
That's a good one. I like that one.
Snails got teeth.
Yeah.
No, what else have I got?
The fairies. I don't know where he's getting this from.
The oldest condoms ever found date back to the 1640s. To the 1640s. They were found in a cesspit at Dudley Castle.
They wouldn't have been invented
and were
then.
Made from animal and fish intestines.
Oh, they wouldn't have
the
been invented
The oldest condoms
then.
Ever found date back to the 1640s. Wow. That's a good stat.
Do you remember that, KJ?
Nice one, Shawnee. Yeah, it was a good line there, but I can't use it.
I like it.
Unbelievable.
All right. That was Jars of Facts. Right. Are we just calling it Jars of Facts? Nice and easy. Right, Jars Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars KG and Dom Cassisi. Triple M's Rush Hour, Jars and Louie. Louie's away for the week. We've got KG in today, Dom Cassisi, and of course Andrew Jarman on 104.7 Triple M.
Now, Dom and Jars, let me tell you a story, Dom. Our good friend Andrew Newton Jarman has been going to a gym for quite some time. His friend Tommy.
You're kidding me.
And his nickname at the gym is Muhammad Jarmanese. Named after the great man.
What do you mean? What gym?
Muhammad Ali.
We're doing a bit of boxing, are you?
Boxing.
Yes.
Well, that's your nickname which you created. Muhammad Jarmanese.
That. No, that's not. No.
You are known as Muhammad Jarmanese.
Mate,
don't say you're not because you are.
That's my boxing name.
That's your boxing name. Yeah, Muhammad Jarmanese.
Yeah, word out of the camp is that you move like a sloth and sting like a moth. But unfortunately, he still looks like you've been stung by a bee. So, mate, what are you working on? A few combos or what?
We got him.
You want to see him? Do you want me to see him?
I'm not talking about Macca's combos or Hungry Jack's. We're talking about what do you got? Talk to us.
I've just started doing some boxing with a very dear friend of ours, Tony Yallis from Cheeky Greeks, and we just go together. We go to the West Central Boxing Club. Which is a very good organisation. And then we just have some, and we just enjoy it. And it's a couple of sessions with young Pete, our boxing coach. It's good.
There he goes. He said, this is Muhammad Jarmanese.
I don't have a boxing name.
The big sloth.
Do I look like a big sloth? George Foreman, do I?
You don't look that sharp, to be honest.
You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. At least I'm in there, fatty.
Hey, Dom.
Mate, you're better off not going in there.
Dom, one of his mate, Tony, went woof into the bread basket.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't miss it, could you?
I'm not putting up with this rubbish.
Oh,
at least
God.
I'm out there trying to, you know, work on, you know, just getting fit and being healthy for my age.
Tell him it's not working.
Yeah, it's not. Did you get the skipping rope?
My left knee's a bit sore, so I just sit on the bike. I started the skipping stuff.
Yeah, skipping rope after 10 metres. Get around it.
Tough crowd. Could you imagine Muhammad jumping in?
Oh, mate, that's him. Imagine it.
That's good, mate.
Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Good on you. Wish you all the best.
Don't go. No, you come back. You've still got 40 seconds to go. Get back.
Go lace up your shoes, mate, and just see where you can get going.
He couldn't bend.
Your old concrete boots.
That is amazing.
Concrete boots, I reckon.
And he left the door open.
Can't take a trick. His footy team hasn't won a game. Can't box.
They're 1-5.
1-5.
That's going to be the greatest line I've ever heard, though. How did you describe him as boxing?
Moves like a sloth and stings like a moth.
But he looks like he's been stung like
by
a
bee.
Yeah, I love it, mate.
Good work, Dom Cassisi. Well done.
Thanks,
MVP today. Congratulations.
Exactly.
Wins the showdown medal. Triple M's Rush Hour with Jars, KG and Dom Cassisi.